Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Good evening and good day to those in the West Coast. So I want to thank you all so much for joining on Jules Bedtime Stories, because this is a fantastic day to come and be with us. Now, we know that we have fun in retiring the sun. But guess what, boys and girls? It's not quite as dark yet, but soon, in another week or so, it will be dark. So let's hear what's going on. Because we know that we have our aunt and uncle and lots of people that are listening, moms and dads and Nana and Poppy, all listening to us to hear what some are saying, because some boys and girls still don't want to come inside. Are you one of them? Or do you have some friends that you know, when their mommy and daddy calls them, they have a hard time trying to get in? Where they go in, they want to make sure that you know what they want to do when they grow up, because they believe this is going to happen to them when they get older. Here we go.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a
modeler. I want to be a
songman.
I want to be a singer.
Anyone that you want to be any of those things, a teacher, a doctor, a policeman, a baseball player, or even a Wall Street broker. So many things to be. Well, that's what we do when we go to sleep. We dream of all the things and visualize it, because we know it's going to happen. But for some of you, this is our topic for today. I had a few people call me and say that some of our young people out there, some of our children, are not quite ready to go to sleep. They just came inside and they are ready to continue to play and do not settle down. And because of that, they might be moody, just a little moody. And we'll talk about what that means. Not happy all the time, not sad all the time, a little cluffy, might even be even quiet. But we'll find out what those kinds of things are. It's like some people, they're moody like the wind, changing, changing, changing. Well, we want to create this atmosphere that makes bedtime just a lot of fun and an activity that is just as much fun as staying up. Well, maybe not quite, but you'll find that you will enjoy this, because we'll be talking about the day and building lovable, memorable times and getting ready for bed. Because when you have Poppy there, or Mommy there, or Daddy there, or Auntie or Uncle there, getting you ready to tell you all kinds of fascinating stories. But we've got to make sure that we do everything to make ready for going to bed. Because when you're organized and when you know exactly what to do, that makes you feel real comfortable, you know, each step of the way. And when you do it, you can cross it off your list. So, we want to make sure that you get ready to know what those things are on the bedtime. Do you know? Don't think. Is it coming to you? What are the things that you need to do? I don't hear you. It's not fair to ask your mommy or daddy what it is. But let's hear from the bedtime list from Aunt Jill, because you know that every Sunday we play it. So here it goes.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep, so what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
That was Benwood, and I know that some of you already have your favorite DJs, and they're already lined up because you have someone that really loves you and is always putting on the bed. And hopefully, our little Caesars didn't jump all over them and mess them up, and they're all over the floor, and we're not sure where they are and where they're on their shoes. Maybe he has that other shoe under the bed. He always likes to hide his favorite little doggy. And he has this book called I Hate My Bow. And it's by Hans Wilhelm. Now, I know that you're not moody, but if you know someone that is someone like these books that I'm going to read today, you at least know what moody means. Here we go. I Hate My Bow. moodiness might happen because something happens and it just ruins a purple, a favorite day that you're going to have. It's something that you don't like, and no matter what you try, you're not agreeable with this. I hate my bath.
Mm.
Probably doesn't have a song like we have to get us in the mood for taking a bath. I hate my bow. Oh. I hate my chain. I hate this baby that's always trying to rub and scrub and do all kinds of things to me. And I hate this cat because the cat is always eating my food. Hi, guys. May I play with you? And she sees two of his friends. There they go. They're running off. Whoops. Oh, no. My leash is hooked to the faucet. And I can't go anywhere. Those guys won't play with the dog, with the bath, and a bow, and a chain. Oh, I'm feeling kind of bad. Oops. I have an idea. Has it ever happened to you, boys and girls? That something is happening, and all of a sudden, boom, the light bulb goes on. Oh. Take the pretty bow. He takes it off my head. Come here, baby. And I'm looking the baby all on his head and his teeth, and he's laughing. Take the pretty chain. I'm going to go tata. And he takes the chain off my neck. Now let's play in the mud. I love my new friends. That's what happened. He was having a little moody day, but guess what? He found another way to make them feel good. And I said, you know what? We have some friends that are in California, and they're still playing outside, and even our friends in Colorado. I wonder what they're doing out there. Can you imagine what they're doing? I'm not sure. Well, we heard our bedtime list, and they heard it too, although they weren't ready to go to bed like us. But they heard it anyway. Well, I think maybe we should get you ready for bath. And what's that song that we always play when we're getting ready to go to take a bath? We play the Rubber Ducky song by the Cedar Moss Kids.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo, I got my washcloth, and I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o, rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, ducky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet. Dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute, yellow, and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby. Rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of. Rubber ducky, I love a whole pond of. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Time for bed.
Boys and girls, that does make the bath go so fast, and it makes you squeaky clean when you come out. So now you have your favorite PJs on. I know that Bella, she probably has pink pajamas with feet in them, and I'm sure that Kenan probably has feet in his too. Look at him smile and laugh. Oh, there goes his dimple. And Stephen has his velvet pajamas on. And I even see some Batman, and I even see some Gladiator PJs on. Oh, and of course the ballerina. Casey would never let us live that down if we don't mention her pink pajamas. Well, boys and girls, as I said, as some of us are getting ready for bed, some are still playing outside. You gonna hear that sound? Let's hear. Sun is still up for others, but the sun has gone down for us, and we call it retiring the sun. There also is our topic, which is being moody. And I have another story about another dog, and this dog is called the Odd Dog, and it's by Claudia Holt. I don't know, boys and girls, if you know any odd dogs, but we have an odd dog here, especially because the odd dog is called Peanuts. Now, unlike all the other dogs, he did not care for bones, but he loved apples. His apple tree was his pride and joy. Now, Peanut loved the apples from his tree so much that he was always worried that his neighbor, Milo, was plotting to steal them. Do you ever think that there's some toy that you have that if you had your friends over, they might want to borrow your toys? Oh, no, I know that that thought never enters your mind, but it did with Dina. Dreamed about his apple tree. Now, sometimes he would wake up so worried that he couldn't get back to sleep. I think that Dina is definitely thinking about is about things that he has that he cannot even think about anything else. Can you imagine? That's all he can think about is apples. And sometimes he would have nightmares that Milo, and that's his friend, had found a way to steal one of the apples, or even worse, all of them. 1, 2, 9 apples, 10 apples, 11 apples, 13, 14, 15 apples, 16 apples, 17. So he counted them every morning just to make sure. Now one day, a disaster struck. The juiciest of apples of all was just about to fall into Milo's garden. There was no time to lose. Peanut tried everything. He tried to knock him down. He tried to stand on his head. He tried to stand upside down. He tried to get the water holding down. But with no luck. Milo's going to get my best apple, just like he always gets everything. Peanut thought, it's not fair. Does that ever happen to you, boys and girls? That you are so afraid that someone might take something that you have that you can't think of anything else, and your mind is constantly talking to you, posing all kinds of ways that your friend might take it. He might go in an airplane. He might dog and try to get that dog to do it. He might try to play a game and get my attention away from him. Peanut was feeling dreadfully sorry for himself when all of a sudden, oh no! The apple fell. Clank! The apple landed in Milo's bowl. Boys and girls, Milo was over on the other side with the shovel. What would he say? But, think about it, boys and girls. What would you do? And what do you think that his friend Milo would do, knowing that that's the best apple that he's ever had? It's a big one. It's so red and juicy. So I can just taste it. Eating the apple, Milo said, go, Peanut. This apple looks very ripe and juicy, and I know how much you love them. Peanut was very surprised. Oh, he said, thank you. Would you like a bite? No, thank you very much, said Milo. I don't really like apples. I love bones. Peanut wanted to thank Milo for returning the apple, so he invited him for a picnic. Climbed up on the tree and they were picking apples. And from that day on, they were the very best friends. And see, boys and girls, what can happen if Milo wasn't so moody and if the dog that we talked about that said, I hate bones, if he wasn't so moody, he may have been able to have even more friends. What do you think of that, boys and girls? Can you imagine what would happen for you tonight? But I know, boys and girls, that is not you. You just know someone that does that. Because you always do things that makes a very, very good friend. Playing make-believe because they thought someone might want to take something that they like. So imagine being able to play with your friends and play games. Let's do that before we get ready to fall off because we're getting a little tired. So let's play weekly. Or why don't we just play having friends? I think that's what we should play. I think that's what we should do. Because I like to make friends. And when you're not moody, you're able to do that. And this is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, and we're so glad that you joined us. Find it. You're losing our faith. Uh-oh. I was going to play the song, but I'm already hearing some of us are already starting to...
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. I can't stop yawning. The music I make does not keep me awake. And I can't stop yawning.
Better when you have friends, but when you start getting tired, we're going to make sure that we read our other story before we fall off to sleep. Because making friends is so great. You want to share everything with them. And when we get a little tired because we've already heard some of you yawning, then we got to make sure that we did everything in our bedtime list. Well, we did put our PJs on, but before we put our PJs on, we did give a hug and kiss to our Nana and Poppy. Well, Poppy's already fallen asleep, but we did kiss Mommy and Daddy, and we told them all about the things we did today, and we did take our bath. We did put our PJs on. We did get in the nice, comfy bed. We got our blanket, our favorite one, of course. We've already had our water. Oh my goodness, where is he? Where is Teddy? I can't go to bed without my Teddy. Huggy Buckle Bear, where are you? Well, we're in luck, boys and girls. Aunt Jules found a book. It talks about exactly how you're feeling. And this was written by Catherine Sully. And it was illustrated by Janet Samuel. Where, oh, where is Huggle Buggle Bear? Like Huggle Buggle Bear. Do you have a Huggle Buggle Bear? Well, this is by the Paragon Publishing Company. Where, oh, where is Huggle Buggle Bear? I can't find him anywhere. He always hides when it's time for bed. He is such a funny bear. Boys and girls, are you also looking? Where could he be? Would he be under the bed? I've left you alone. It was Gretchen on toast and honey, making crumbs with Daddy Bunny? No, he isn't with Daddy Bunny, because that's who I'm looking for. I'm getting a little concerned. Huckle Bunny knew it's bedtime, because we already checked it off the list.
As soon as the fire burns red and low, and the house upstairs is still, she sings me a strange little sleepy song of sheep.
Are you looking for it? Huggy Buggle knows it's bedtime, but this happens every night. I can't go to bed without him. It just would not be right. Where, oh, where is Huggle Buggle Bear? I can't find him anywhere. He always hides when it's time for bed. He is such a silly bear. Is he bouncing on his belly? On the sofa with Ellie Nelly? No, he isn't bouncing with Ellie Nelly, and he isn't snacking with Daddy Bump Bunny. Making lots of noise with Woolly Lamb and the other toys? No, he isn't playing with Woolly Lamb. He isn't bouncing with Ellie Nelly. He isn't snacking with Daddy Bunny. It's way past Huggle Buggle's bedtime, and I'm feeling worried now. I can't go to bed without him. I don't think I know how. Where, oh, where is Huggle Buggle Bear? I can't find him anywhere. He always hides at time for bed. He's such a troublesome bear. Splashing in the tub, throwing bubbles with rubber dub. No, he isn't splashing with rubber dub. He isn't playing with Woolly Lamb. He isn't bouncing with Ellie Nelly. He isn't snacking with Daddy Bunny. It's way past Huggle Buggle bedtime, and now I'm feeling sad. I don't want to go to bed with him. It makes me feel so bad. I know where. There's Huggle Buggle Bear. And here are all the other toys. I think they must be fast asleep. So, don't make any noise. Night-night. It's time to go to bed. Are you falling off to sleep? Dream and snooze? Are you wide awake? I think that you are. She's not hearing this, but maybe she is silent. Since she's so quiet, she is probably asleep. And we know that Gwan is asking for water and he's still drinking it. Uh-oh. Hopefully, he won't be waking up in the middle of the night. He always will still have some boys and girls that aren't quite ready to go yet. So let's listen to this book and let's see how much we can be able to read before the rest of you fall asleep. This book is called The 11th Hour. Now, you know The 11th Hour is always meaning that it's the last moment, the last time. This is a book that I know that you will want to hear because it is about the animals. It's about Horace, who is an elephant, and we'll see how many other friends he has. Now, this book was called The 11th Hour, A Curious History. Now, it's a book that is read, a story in, a telling tale is told. But who can say what mysteries a single page may hold? A maze of hidden codes and clues, a clock at every turn, and only time will tell what other secrets you may learn. Now, you can please come to my costume party and help celebrate my best birthday on November the 11th at my place, Forest. Now, this is by Harry Abrahams Publishing Company, New York. Now, when Horace turned 11, he decided there should be some kind of celebration for my friends, he said, and me. For though I've been the age of 8 and 9 and 6 and 7, this is the very first time that I'll ever be 11. With that, he set to work and wrote the name of every guest. And then he set to work and wrote the name was the food that elephants liked the best. He woke Patient Mix and sent them off that day. And finally, 11 games for everyone to play. Now, Horace was a clever lad. He planned the day with care, ensuring that his party would be quite a grand affair. With all the kitchen, which is genius unfurled, for elephants are very the best cook in the world. He started off with cheesecake full of strawberries and cream, then moved on through the pastries to a chocolate supreme. And though he may be fed, perhaps that horse made a mess, the feast that he created was fantastic nonetheless. Can you imagine, boys and girls? Cheesecake full of strawberries and cream. The morning when the party guests arrived, and all were wearing costumes, most intriguingly contrived. The pig came as an admiral, the zebra as a punk. The rhino was an astronaut, his spacesuit made of junk. The swan arrived as Princess Pure, a most enchanting swan. Bejeweled with rows of precious stones and dressed in purest white. And with her came an Indian with arrows, spears, and bows, a handsome beagle tiger whom no one seems to know. I don't know if anyone really wants to. The mouse came as a musketeer, his head and hat held high, a swagger in his footsteps and a twinkle in his eye. Queen of Egypt and the Nile, and masqueraded as a judge was Sam the crocodile. And then there was a pair of twins, two sisters, both giraffes, who turned up just as angels and received a round of laughs. Their halos shone with bared their head, two shiny golden rings, and from their nylon tutu spout painted cardboard wings. The guests were met by Horace as they stepped into the hall. He was dressed as a Saturn, a throne before the fall. And once inside, they looked around and noticed with a smile the way the hall had been designed in high Renaissance style. Sooner had they entered than a rumor filled the air and stopped the conversation as the news spread everywhere. Their host had made a banquet. It was huge, immense in size, and one by one the guests were drawn within to feast their eyes. Wow, boys and girls, this was some party that I'm sure everyone wanted to be invited to. And there upon the table was the feast that Horace made, a wondrous spread of cakes and buns and jugs of lemonade. And in its midst, a centerpiece of great design was placed that left no doubt young Horace had superb artistic taste. With Istic and then, they soon found out their host had plans for what they eat and when. For Horace told them firmly not a crumb would they devour until the time that he had set, the 11th hour. That's why the book was called The 11th Hour, boys and girls. The games began at 8:05. A sack race marked the start, with sacks of every size and shape, so everyone took part. They sat off at cracking pace, with Eric behind the others hot, on Trotter's hoofs and paw. They raced across the croquette lawn, then up towards the house. But as they reached the halfway point, the pig tripped on the mouse. He landed with a heavy thump. And several others failed, but Kilroy kept his to win as well. The ballroom was the venue for the second party game. But though the rules were simple, no one seemed to know the aim. They charged around a ring of chairs beneath the chandelier, while Sam played Mozart's magic flute and British rocks there. And one by one, the chairs became just piles of splinter wood, and guests were all agreed that this new game was jolly good. Then, as the final chair, no one had won at all, they settled on a draw. All these fun and games. Oh my goodness, boys and girls. Have you ever played a game like this? Musical chairs? Did anyone win? This game was even more fun because there was no chairs removed. The pigs procured a pack of cards, and soon the game began. But unbeknownst to all the rest, the emerald had a plan. For Oliver won every trick. His conquest was complete. A string of luck, or could it be? The poker was a cheat. A little later in the day, some guests played snakes and ladders upon a board that squirmed and turned with pythons, apes, and adders. The board was set. The race was on. The game had just begun. Then Thomas went and ate the dice, so no one ever won. I'm hearing that some of you are falling asleep, and we have a song that we love to play. It's called Just Like a Star by Corinne Sterling. I hear someone yelling.
Just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. It will never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Only to love you. Still I wonder why. Got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been way too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your love.
Poppy always Friday has come, and there's Nana. Nana's fallen asleep too. And Molly has already put the cover up just a little closer to your head. And Daddy has snuck out to see if he could see some of the games. Oh, we know where he is. We want to thank you so much for joining us. And for all the new friends that have come on, we are so thrilled that you're with us and joining our Aunt Jo bedtime stories with us. We're here every Sunday to make sure that you go to bed with a smile on your face, time list, because we know that there's so many things to do. We want to make sure that we don't forget any of them. So that's why we have a bedtime list. And we hope that you enjoy the books that we read. I Hate My Beau, The Odd Dog, and The 11th Hour. And you can join us on our website or email us at auntjoebedtimestory@gmail.com. E.L., because you are a jewel. Bedtime stories. We hope to see you next week, and we will be playing songs for you, because we have been our friend all the time when we are getting ready to go to bed. And because of that, it makes it fun when you have somebody to share it with. It is a lot of fun because you're not alone. And to have somebody that is sleepy just like you, we can talk about it. Well, Randy Newman talks about we've got a friend. When we go to sleep, we always know that. So here it is.
Got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
When the road looks
rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed,
you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me.
Yeah, you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
If you got trouble,
I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you.
We stick together, we can see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me.
Yeah, you got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am,
bigger, strong too,
baby.
None of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And it's a year.
And this was Aunt Jo's bedtime stories, and we were talking about having fun retiring the sun. And we want to know, are you sleeping? We know that the children have all gone to bed, and we've done our day today. We wanted to have stories that build character in the child so that they are responsible, caring people in using life lessons, teaching humility, respect, honesty, courage, and generosity to the best type of friends that we have We have all been listening to Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, and we know that you'll be joining us next week for the 11th hour. So thank you so much, Mom and Dad, and Nana and Poppy. Good night. And thank you for our new friends for joining us too. This is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. Are you sleepy yet? Shh. Don't want to wake them up.